Millions in Shanghai remain under lockdown because of rising COVID-19 infections, but there are signs that things could be loosening up. Authorities say they'll start easing the lockdown in some areas of the city beginning today. NPR's Beijing correspondent Emily Fang joins us. Emily, good to have you.
Thanks for having me.
So record levels of infections, yet we're hearing that officials are easing the lockdown in parts of Shanghai this morning. What can you tell us about that?
There are signs they might. They haven't eased anything just yet. But Shanghai's been in its third week of lockdown. People are frustrated. They're angry. They're not able to work. Worse, people are starving inside their apartments because they can't buy food. They can't access healthcare non-related to COVID. So officials have said if you do not have any cases in the residential building you're in for 14 days straight, then you can finally leave your apartment to at least run some errands.
Right. And so what do we actually know about the numbers of COVID-19 cases? They're still rising, right? And is this largely due to the Omicron variant that's spreading?
It is Omicron, and that's why the numbers have skyrocketed in just a number of weeks. There's been about 130,000 cases so far in the last 4 weeks, which isn't a lot when you compare it to infection rates in the USA. But for China, which had seen, you know, maybe only a handful of cases each day for the last year and a half, these numbers are a real shock. And they happened in one of the richest and most well-protected cities, in a sense, Shanghai. They have one of the best healthcare systems. And over the last 2 years, even while the rest of China was struggling with pretty onerous anti-COVID measures, Shanghai had had a light hand. They wanted to be more flexible and not to lock down as many neighborhoods over just a handful of cases. But Omicron spreads really quickly. And so if you miss a few, you end up having an outbreak later on.
Now, we've been hearing that families have been separated in some of these quarantine facilities, even parents separated from their children. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Well, this has actually been China's policy from the beginning of the pandemic. Their strategy is they will mass test everyone no matter the cost, and they'll isolate all cases, even if they're asymptomatic. And that means that they're not allowed to stay home, and children have to be separated from parents. Understandably, there was a massive outcry in Shanghai because people were being separated at a pretty high rate from their often infants and toddlers, even if their children were not symptomatic, were not even testing positive. So after some protests, the Shanghai government has said that if your child is 7 years or younger and tests positive, that they can at least quarantine in one of these makeshift isolation wards with their parents. But of course, that begs the question, you know, what happens when the kid is 8 years old? That would also still be, I think, a trauma to separate them from their parents.
Yeah, understandably so. Now, people in the city have been sharing videos on social media, many of them very upset about the food shortages that you mentioned and other conditions there. How is the government responding to these kinds of posts?
They've censored them. It is now not possible to post on Chinese social media hashtag Shanghai wants food or Shanghai buys groceries because just too many people were posting critical posts asking for basic necessities. And I think that this reflects how sensitive China feels about criticism of its zero COVID policies. For a long time, it's been very proud that it's been able to keep cases so low and let citizens enjoy relatively long periods of being able to work and travel, at least within China, punctuated by infrequent lockdowns. But now that they're basically locking down a city every few days, that policy is looking less and less attractive.
Finally, I want to ask you about China's zero COVID strategy, which you mentioned, and which appeared to be quite successful for the last couple of years. Taiwan is now moving away from a similar strategy. Is the Chinese government sending any signals about modifying its zero COVID strategy?
It's always been on the back burner. Certainly, there are health officials and scientists that have been looking at this. They've been analyzing data, for example, from the Beijing Winter Olympics, where they had thousands of people coming from other countries, hundreds of whom tested positive for COVID. And so they're using that to model infections, how will vaccines work? And the idea is that they might have a slow step-by-step opening up. But now that we have Shanghai, now that we have Hong Kong, for example, which went through a massive outbreak and a total collapse of the public health system last month, Chinese officials are likely feeling very conservative. And they've vocally said many times in the last 2 weeks, we are sticking with zero tolerance COVID and we have to double down. And the biggest signal I've seen of that so far is Shanghai and 9 other cities and provinces said this week, we're going to build more of these temporary isolation facilities where they're putting people in the thousands, often without running water, to isolate them from the rest of the population when they test positive for COVID.
Wow. Emily Fang, NPR Beijing correspondent, talking to us about the latest on the rising COVID-19 infections in Shanghai. Emily, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Anthony.